5:26 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, cold, brr, Monday morning. The 21st of Dhul-Hijjah, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansari International. Let's welcome the listeners of Marakas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, it's good to have our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, our senior respected Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, then Brother Dawood Mota, then Brother Riyaz Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Zulhijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, and verses 60, 61, and 62. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is making manifest His majesty, sovereignty, and authority. So Almighty Allah poses all these rhetorical questions. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So who has created the heavens and the earth? Can any scientist, professor, government, organization say they created? Only Almighty Allah created the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, and they work in such wonderful harmony. وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And He, Almighty Allah, sends down for your benefit the rain from the clouds, from the heavens. Who brings down the droplets of rain? And then the rain is one color, and one speed, and you see all that, but diverse creation. You see the lawn is green, you see the flowers, the kaleidoscope of colors. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِكَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. And hence, after that, subsequently, we produce and we develop through that rain, حَدَائِكَ, the beautiful gardens, and ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. How impressive, how magnificent they look, and so appealing to the eye, the Babylon gardens, and the botanical gardens, and this garden, and that garden. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. You human being, you cannot even let it develop and grow one tree also. You are planting the seeds, can you make the tree grow? Almighty Allah sends His army of locusts, Almighty Allah sends floods, Almighty Allah sends tornadoes, and everything is gone, finished. Almighty Allah alone is in control of the entire universe. A'ilahumma Allah, are there any deities? Are there any demigods, semigods with Almighty Allah? Nay, definitely not. Balhum qawmun ya'dilun. Nay, those who are ascribing somebody something to Allah, worshipping creation like the idols, or worshipping human beings and saying they're the son of God, they are a people and a nation who are deviant and turned away from the right path. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. So who has made this land and the sand and this earth قَرَارًا, a place of living? Firmly we are there. We walk, we run, we jump. 4 million people, 3 million people, 2 million people on the Maidan of Arafat. During the Hajj time and pilgrimage, what do you see? It's not like a seesaw, 2 million, 3 million people in one place. The other side comes out, up. Why? وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا. And in between this land and sand, He has made the rivers and the streams for your benefit also. وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَا He has placed and established on it the mountains, so that the land and the sand, they are not trembling, they are not that shaking and so forth. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا And He has placed between the two oceans a barrier. You go to Cape Town, the Indian Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. So who is doing all this? Any scientist, any professor? The temperature is different. The color is different. The taste is different. A'ilahumma Allah. Are there any deities, semi-gods, demigods with Allah? O you who are worshipping idols, O you who are worshipping Jesus, O you who are worshipping money or any other ism, so only Islam is the salvation for humanity. It's the panacea for all times, all places, all circumstances. Bal aktharuhum la ya'lamun, but majority of them, they know not. When you are in difficult times, the tears are rolling and you are begging, petitioning, who do you beg? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ And who is responding to the person in distress, in difficulty? إِذَا دَعَاهُ When he calls Almighty Allah, weeping, sobbing, Ya Allah, my mother is in hospital. My father is, a leg is being amputated. My son has failed his exams. Ya Allah, who can I turn to? So then the human being, the plane is crashing. Yesterday we left Richards Bay. And from there, here to Johannesburg, right through the seatbelt was on. And 2-3 places, we all shouted because it hit pockets, you must remember. The turbulence was heavy. And a small little plane with propellers and so forth. Who will help you that time? Idha da'ahu. When they cry, they beg Him, Almighty Allah. Wa yakshifu su. He removes the difficulty. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ He made you the vicegerent. He made you the successor here on this earth. Implement the laws of Almighty Allah. Teach the people the tariqah, the teaching, preaching of Habibuna, Mustafa رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم's way. أَإِلَهُمَّ اللَّهُ Are there any deities, gods besides Allah? No, never. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ Very few of them or few of you will take heed. Very few will accept the message and the messenger. Why? Because of their arrogance and their pride and jealousy and envy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let me take you around the world, nationally, locally, internationally, globally, with news, views and interviews. So, one of the biggest drug busts in the UK, approximately 1,000 people arrested. So, you can see how they have so many problems there. Inflation is also increasing. People are getting poorer. And now, more about 1,000 people arrested there. Biden, in his nappies, now he's speaking a little bit. He says the Israeli regime, he doesn't use the word apartheid and terrorist that we will say. He say is the most extreme government in the history of that. So he's trying to tell us a message, but he can't utter it properly. Speak straight, Biden. Say they are the worst government in the history of Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. 180,000 people protested this Saturday night. And remember, 27 consecutive week. And see how they're the biggest crooks on this earth, the Jutlas, the Haramis. The settlers invade the private land of Palestinian, and then they arrest the Palestinian, and another outpost comes is established. That is your apartheid Israel, your democratic Israel, the rogue regime of Israel. United Nations told Israel, go to hell. We will not retract our condemnation of your crimes in Jenin. 20 countries' diplomats are there, and they also released a statement that excessive force was used, you must remember. So go read all these articles in your Haaretz and so forth. And then they incited the same settlers and their mentality and ilk. They incited the murder of Rabin, and now they want to murder democracy. That's what the news is saying. Sariya revokes the accreditation of BBC. Well done to you, Sariya, for that. You must kick them out. They all give biased news, slanted news. BBC suspends the presenter. He was busy with a young girl, and he was sending all nude photos, and what and what, and wanted that in return. So this is their mentality, the wine, dine, and swine mentality. Remember that. The protesters shut down the LGBT festival in Georgia. So that was very good. Anybody fights the LGBT, then he is on our side. Remember that. Now you look at the Saudi regime. All of you who come and tell me that the Saudi regime and government are Muslims. Those of you who tell me MBS is a Muslim. Pakka murtad bin shaitan. So see, I give you three things about them. Number one. The Israeli sports team lands in Saudi. Can you believe that? A sports team from Saudi Arabia, three of the players, and they got their director, coach, and what, landing and going to participate in Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia will tell you, no, 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 we don't have ties with Israel. Who are you fooling? Do you take us all as idiots or what? You must remember that. So you must, they all got ties. See the next one. Now they want to build the bridge, land bridge. Who? So one side Israel, other side Saudi, other side Jordan, other side United Arab Emirates. As though as they can't do business and so forth without the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. These are the children of Hitler and they're murdering our people. And you want to make deals with them? Pakka murtads you are, MBS and MBZ and King of Jordan and the Pharaoh of Egypt and all of you. You should hang your heads in shame. See, they got millions and billions and trillions, but it's causing them big problem. The widow of King Fahd in a legal fight for the mansion in London's billionaire place, you know, where the billionaires have their houses. She's claiming a mansion there, and now this has become a big legal matter and so forth. SABC South Africa on the verge of collapse, just like our post office. Paul Matashile, or whatever his name is, deputy president, he says that the guns are out, the knives are out to get rid of him. He say they want me out before next month, before the BRICS summit and so forth. So that is what's coming through the news. And remember, because they are so disunited. And then six trucks were set alight there in Vlaardingen. And remember, last night was the coldest night, yeah, in Gauteng, in our areas in South Africa. In many places, -5, -6. When we landed, it was cold. So may Almighty Allah protect us all. And remember, in India, a lot of rain, 12-13 people died, Kashmir and other places. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9, interview with Mo Zahid and myself. We will discuss Amman is the capital day of Jordan, inshallah Aziz. And then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran, the commentary. Today we start the second Jude, inshallah, Sayakul. And inshallah, thereafter, report back our trip to Impan Gandhi. Wonderful, wonderful. Allah Jalla Wala reward our Hafiz Ahmad Yusuf, the father of Hafiz Ibrahim Yusuf, Hafiz Muhammad Yusuf. MashaAllah, what great, great joy it should be if their father, grandfather, Haji Harun should be there. Allah grant him Jannat al Firdaus al A'la and all the marhumin. And inshallah, tonight the Q&A, 8 to 10. Live on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, with Mawana Arafat Hatia and myself, Insha'Allahul Aziz.
There's a new brother, Ustad, a new listener, says, Brother Ian, he says, morning to you guys. Are there any scientific errors in the Holy Quran? If yes, how do you solve them? Brother Ian, Ustad.
My brother, the mistake is not in the Quran. The mistake is in the people's brains. Remember that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the noble Quran has mentioned, write it down, my brother Ian. Then Google it. You must remember that. Chapter 15, chapter 15, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily we reveal this Quran, this reminder, peace be gradually, on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam over a period of 23 years. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we alone were going to protect it, preserve it. And that is why in the noble Quran there's no addition, there's no omission, there's no interpolation. So all that, you can't prove that in any of your books, whether it is a book of the Jews, the Torah, or the Christians, the Gospel, the Bible, or the Hindus, the Vedas, or whatever. Nobody can say that they have received it from the same way from a prophet or messenger, and they have by-hearted it. I was in Impangandi Saturday, Sunday. My young brother, remember Hafiz Ibrahim, he completed the entire Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, by heart. And remember, he's not Arabic speaking, he's an Indian. His father is a Hafiz, his brother is a Hafiz. What a Mubarak family, so blessed family. So you see, my brother Ian, you and your ilk are trying that. So America released a new one. What they said, the triangle of monotheism. This is the new Quran for Muslims. They're trying to fool the Muslims. But the Muslim child, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, will tell them, you are lying, because we know, we by hearted memorize the noble Quran. And you cannot do that. So therefore, Almighty Allah has made it such that there are millions of Muslims, male, female, adult and children, who have memorized it, and this protects. What is your scientific evidence? Scientific evidence means nothing. Today they'll tell you your father, grandfather, great-grandfather was a chimpanzee. Tomorrow they will say he's a monkey. Then the third day they'll tell you he's a donkey, and so forth and so on. So that is that. They are all theories. And then other scientists come, they debunk it and refute it. So we are not here to believe in science. We believe in revelation. That revelation that brings about the biggest revolution. Don't you see what is happening, Ian? You wake up 5 o'clock. You want to hear about Islam. Mm. So that is the revolution taking place. We're stimulating your minds. There's something going on. Mm. So you must understand that, my brother Ian. Nevertheless, thank you very much.
Somebody says, can you make dua to Allah anywhere you are? But obviously, other than impure places like the washroom, etc. I recited the Shahada last week with Brother Ibrahim Anderson on your radio station. Ustad.
Very good. Totally acceptable. If a lady is in her menses and she wants to embrace Islam, we are not going to tell her she must wait for 1 week, 7 days, 8 days, 6 days, whatever. We will say you embrace Islam immediately. Because why? Death can strike any time. So therefore, you can pray to Almighty Allah anywhere, even if you are in the washroom or in the bathroom and so forth. You sneeze. So when we sneeze as Muslims, we say Alhamdulillah. All praise is to Allah. But we will not move our lips. We will not move our tongue. We will read it within our mind. You hear the call for prayer. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You're in the bathroom and so forth. You want to respond? So you don't move your tongue, your lips. In your mind, you just respond. So kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yathkurullah fi kulli ahyan. At all times, all places, Nabi alayhi salatu salam would remember Almighty Allah Jalla wala. A Muslim is the most peace he has. Why? Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Behold, when you remember Almighty Allah, then the hearts will find gratification, contentment, satisfaction, and that the enemies can never find. See the Israelis, that their own people who are marching said, we're going to burn the whole of Israel. And their ministers and army are saying, we're on the verge of civil war. That is your Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is Rishi Sunak Pakistani, Ustad?
Rishi Sunak, you must remember, you know, till 1947, there was no India, Pakistan and all that whole lot. Everything was India at that time there. So if you go into his forefathers and them, so they belong in that part of India, which today we will say is part of Pakistan and so forth. So that is how you must remember that people will say his family comes from Pakistan. Pakistan. But that's not correct in that real sense, because that time there was no Pakistan. You must remember, Pakistan-India partition took place in 1947, and now they are both there 75, 76 years old and so forth. So you must look at it, the original. If you take India, you take Pakistan, you take Bangladesh, you take all these areas there, so even parts of Afghanistan, all that, parts of Sri Lanka, all that were Hind, all that were the greater India. And then, you know, divide and rule, divide and rule. So that is what happened there. We are no fan of Sunak, remember that, that we say he must be humiliated and disgraced. And that is what's going to happen in the elections.
Somebody says, Mufti Saab, hope you all well. The Jews, they claim that the Muslims and Christians and almost all religions have their holy lands and nobody opposes them. Why can't we, the Jews, also have our holy lands in Israel, Ustad?
So you can have your holy land in hell also, but who gave you the right to come invade another people and steal their land? Just yesterday, day for yesterday, your settlers came, stole the land of the Palestinians. Go read the article in the Haaretz. Then you arrest the Palestinian. It's his land. You come and steal it. You come and occupy it. And then you arrest the Palestinian. What justice is that? Your Baruch Goldstein, the Harami, the murderer, the terrorist, super terrorist comes to our mosque and he murders our people in our mosque in 1994, 16th Ramadan, Mid Ramadan, and then he murders my brothers, 29 of them become martyrs in the mosque, remember that, others succumb to the injury. You steal our mosque, you partition our mosque. So what must we say? Are you not the biggest crooks and the super terrorists? You want a state? So Almighty Allah said that he's going to forever punish you and forever disgrace you. So what are you going to help with your state? Your own people want to burn Israel. Your own people are going for civil war. The Quran Sharif has spoke of this brother. That's a brother in humanity. Remember that. So Surah chapter 59, verse 14, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. The Jutlas, the Jews, will always be fighting one another. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. That you think they are united, they are hearts are totally fragmented. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are people who got no brains, no intelligence, no intellect. Chapter 59, verse 14. And you see, I give you three examples. Your Ben Gwer, Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey. That's the name the Palestinians have given him. According to Israeli law, he was charged for terrorism. He's a war criminal. Smotrich, your Haaretz newspaper wrote, oh, Smotrich is a war criminal. BB, don't speak about him. He's a serial liar. He's going to bring the whole of Israel down. Why? So that he must not end up in jail. You know, your Katzev couldn't look after his rifle. He was busy raping the woman and sexually arresting and molesting them. He landed up in jail, your President Katzev. You know, he was eating omelets there, you must remember, in jail. So Olmert was eating omelets there, remember. He was guilty, your Prime Minister, of corruption. So Bibi is a war criminal. Now the West, they've all caught up with him. They're trying every spin and every trick in the book. The more they try, the more humiliated they are. Which country in the world murders babies? I'm asking you. Which country in the world, when the BBC presenter asks your Bennett, the war criminal, who said, I killed many Arabs, and there's no problem in it. I heard it myself from him. So you must remember that when he was asked, do you feel happy in murdering, killing the babies of Palestine? What you say then? So you're not the nation who are going to a country. You want domination. You want everybody must be subservient for you. We will give you a country. Where in hell? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That's the country you will get.
I see Sister Irene says, but AK, whenever I ask questions that criticize Israel and rightfully accuse Israel of their war crimes and genocides, my question is quickly removed by Torah, Does the Israel government control Torah, Sister Irene Usnad?
Because remember, the word is Torah. Torah means they use the Badak, their holy book, for their own agenda. Allah didn't say that for them. They inserted it there, that they can murder, they can kill, they can do whatever they want to the Goyims, to the Gentiles. We, me and you are all Gentiles, Goyim, non-Jew. And they say we are worse than animals. Go read their Talmud and go see what is written there. So they say, but God gave us Israel. If God gave you Israel, did God tell you you must murder children? Did God tell you you must murder journalists like Shashirin Abu Akila? Did God tell you you must go and then steal the masjid and the mosque of Muslims? Did God tell you you must do all these things? So remember that they use religion only when it suits them. 90% of the Jews today are people who got nothing to do with Judaism. And they only use their religion when it suits them and so forth. Allah, see, I give you a lesson, Irene. No nation in the Quran is mentioned that Almighty Allah transformed them. Allah mentions it in various places. Allah transformed them physically, literally, into monkeys. Allah transformed them. A metamorphosis took place. Allah made them swines. Allah made them monkeys. And if you don't believe in that as a Muslim, remember, you're not Muslim. You and the Jutla and the Shia are all equal. Remember that. And remember, if you know anything of Zionism and the history, that Theodore Herzl and all of them, they were not Jews and so forth, believing Jews. They hated God and they hated, they only used their name, you must remember, for this agenda. And then America and them wants a base there so that they can destabilize the Middle East. And then you get these idiots, you must remember, the Saudi regime, the Arab regimes, United Arab Emirates, King of Bahrain, King of Morocco, and King of Jordan, and all these people, the Pharaoh of Egypt. So they go and bootlick them and so forth. Be like Taliban. Taliban say, come here, and we will show you what a lesson. 48 countries. So what happened now to B and C? You must remember Barbara N. So you must remember, what's the name there?
Craig,
B and C. So what happened to B and C? You see, the Taliban gave you a whooping and a thrashing you will never forget for the remainder of your life. And now, yesterday I read after I came, I said, let me make some research quick for the program. Taliban have made a proper deal with China. The oil is flowing. Everything is coming. So see, Khurasan and the Abu Jahideen are coming. If this Arab Tanpot dictators, haramis, just remove all their borders for the protection of Israel, Taliban will be right there fighting them. That is this. Understand what is really happening.
Listen to Ezekiel. He says, so AK, why is Saudi Arabia better in protecting women's rights than Israel, according to the UN? What you say now, AK?
So you must remember that we say both are haramis. The Saudi government are non-Muslim, and Israel, the entire state, and every Jew who supports Israel, remember, are haramis. So you must remember, if you don't know harami, it means illegitimate child. You did another word also, you can use that. So you must remember, what Saudi Arabia is a good human rights. You send one tweet against the government, so you must remember, they put you away for 10 years. You speak one thing, the imam, the person who leads the prayer in the grand mosque, in the most important mosque here in the world for us as Muslims. So the imam said, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, don't go to the cinemas. It's not permissible. They locked him up for 10 years. What you talk of human rights? There's absolutely no human rights. It's a complete dictatorship. You must remember that. If you are in Saudi Arabia and you speak, you know what yesterday? Let me tell you a people a lesson. Listen carefully, all you listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. I went to Impangani for the Jalsa, and for that, you know, Hifz Khatam, completion of the Noble Quran. It is the commemoration of the preservation of the Noble Quran, mashallah. Joyous occasion. The Mawlana, the teacher who made our Hafiz Ibrahim a Hafiz, Mawlana Muhammad Nurgat, after everything finished in the mosque, he told me, I just returned from Hajj. He said one person came to him and told him, you're not a Muslim. He told Maulana, you're not a Muslim. Al-insaniya, he spoke to him in Arabic. Al-insaniya fil Yahud, that if you want humanity, you will find it in the Jews. So when he told him that, they spoke in Arabic, he told him that if you got humanity, then how come you're killing the babies and the people in Gaza and all that? He said, go from here. Do you see how the Yahudi agents already infiltrating Makkah and Medina? So he could defend himself. But how many other Muslims? So they are hasbara. Their propaganda is right in Makkah, Medina. Courtesy of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, who allows the Jutlas and them to come into Saudi Arabia. Akhrijul Yahud wan Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. Authentic hadith. This incident, the man told me yesterday, just after the Jalsa, 1 o'clock, half past one, you understood. So yesterday this happened. So now what do you say about these things here? So that is what's happening. So these people are bootlickers, you must remember. The Jutlas only understand one language, and that is you must wage jihad against them.
Allahu Akbar. I've got brother Ravi. He says, so were the bodies of the people who jumped off the Twin Towers ever recovered after the 9/11 attacks? To start Ravi.
9/11 attacks were done by them themselves, by the Mossad and so forth. Ravi, come, I teach you a lesson. Go there and go to your phone now after 6 o'clock and just put there, Canadian politician, one of the most senior politicians of Canada. In this weekend, we apologize to all the people who were unvaccinated. We admit you were right, and we who were promoting vaccination, we were wrong. Go see, this was the breaking news in the weekend. You understand what I'm trying to tell you, Ravi? If I ask you, Ravi, Vavi, you understood that what you say, who murdered who in the 9/11 attack, you will say the Arabs, you will say the Muslims and so forth. Go put that whole clip on slow motion and see. The building started collapsing, you must remember, even before the planes touched it. The guy who owned it, you must remember, he insured the building, doubled the amount and so forth. You must remember a few months before this incident. That day, so many thousand Jutlas were not there. The BBC and Western media were already stationing their cameras before the incident took place. All this is documented. And you're telling me the Arabs could pull off a job like that? It was an inside operation. But the blame must go to the Muslims and the Arabs. We must never be naive with the Western media, my brother Ravi. When I told these Muslim doctors, other doctors, that your vaccinations are haram, you are destroying humanity, they got so upset. Here's everything from the horse's mouth. Remember, don't believe Ravi. Listen to Marcus Sahaba, listen to Ansar's morning program. We will give you the true news without fear and favor. Remember that.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I got brother Asif. He says, Mufti Saab is living in London better than living in Dubai. Ustad Asif.
You must remember this. You live in Dubai, you lose your iman. You live in London and that, inshallah, your iman can be protected. There are many thousand ulama and thousand, hundred darulums. So many of our ulama are there, students are there, and so forth. So alhamdulillah, if you want to make a choice between London and Dubai. Dubai, you speak about Islam, Tabligh Jamaat is banned there. Everywhere they got secret agents and so forth and so on. And they can pick you up. Amnesty International released a report last week, 2 weeks ago, that all these people who criticizing UAE, why are they not released? So it is, these are all the tinpot dictators, you must remember. There's nothing about human rights. They just buy their way through, you must remember, with their money. So Saudi Arabia wants to have the World Cup. United Arab Emirates wants to have this. All because of money and all that. They know the weakness of the West. Just give them money and then it's okay. We will turn the other side and look the other side. So that is what's happening. Otherwise, you must remember, these are all tinpot dictators. I've been there hundreds of times to these places. So you must must remember, we know what we are talking. So inshallah, we'll stop there now, and inshallah, the next will be the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter will be the Fajr Adhan, and then Mona Khalid Yaqub's program, inshallah, and then Mona Zahid. Remember, 8:30 to 9 today will be Amman, and that is in Jordan, and then 1 to 2 Tafsir, and 2 to 2:30 trip to Impangani. Tonight, Q&A, inshallah, with Mona Arafat. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.